Is it my imagination, Steve Kraske, or did the August 7th primaries in Kansas just get a whole lot more interesting?
No, that's absolutely right, Frank. You have literally almost a quarter or 20% of the state House now all having open seats, and 10% of the state Senate open seats, so new faces coming there as well. And you can bet there's just an absolute wild, mad scramble going on this weekend as the state parties try to find candidates to run in some of these open seats. There's already a lot of talk, Frank, about what happens if no one files for one of these seats, if there's no candidates running for the state house in a certain district. And a lot of folks out here in Kansas just don't know what will happen if that's the case.
You have to reside in the district.
That's right. You have to reside there at the time you file.
Right.
So you can guess that there'll be a lot of people renting apartments this weekend.
Oh, really?
Around the state if they want to, if they're interested in running for one of these open seats.
And you have 20%, a fifth of the Kansas House has two incumbents already in it. I mean, this is really a shakeup.
Exactly. And this is what happens when you have a nonpartisan group like courts and judges, you know, write these plans. When lawmakers do it, they work overtime to avoid these kinds of intra-party fights. But this year in Kansas, they just couldn't work it out for a whole host of reasons. But you can bet, you know, 10 years from now, when lawmakers go about this task again, they'll work a lot harder to get this thing resolved without having to go to the courts.
This is already going to be a really important primary season in Kansas because you're going to determine who controls the Kansas Senate. Is it going to be the conservatives or the moderate Republicans? And what happens now? Who are the winners in this?
Well, we don't know for sure yet, Frank. There's a whole lot of work being done as we speak, people trying to pencil this thing out and see who's advantaged by the shape of these districts. And that's going to take a little while. Some talk it might even take a couple weeks to really figure out which side of this equation came out ahead. No question, the legislature will still be dominated by Republicans. The only question really is, will the conservatives take control of the state Senate next January, or will it continue to be a moderate bastion? And we simply don't know the answer to that yet, Frank.
And that is a big question. That for Kansas policy, that is a huge question.
It's an enormous question because, as this year showed, the state Senate under moderate control proved to be really the last sort of speed bump in front of Sam Brownback, who is trying to pass a very aggressive agenda, a very conservative agenda. And it was the state Senate that gave him fits almost from the start. He didn't have too much trouble in the state House. So really, it's the state Senate where the rubber is hitting the road in Kansas politics these days. And how this shakes out, will moderates continue to control it? Will conservatives take over? That really is the tale of the tape in Kansas right now.
Is this actually a good way to draw a map?
Yeah, it is. I think so. And I've written columns suggesting as much in the newspaper, Frank. It makes a whole lot of sense to me because the districts are being drawn based on non-political considerations. You know, it's really sort of the way it should be done. The fact
right.
that you have incumbents running against each other, that's probably a healthy thing. To me, that's the way they should be drawn. Communities of interest
right.
should be a factor here, not preserving the long-term political safety of incumbents year after year after year.
Steve Kraske, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
You bet, Frank. Glad to do it.